One of the big things I want to talk to you all about is a direct threat to what we know as America. And that direct threat came yesterday, and not many places, well, everybody really picked up on it, but not many places are talking about it because what Kamala Harris said she wanted to do yesterday potentially can fundamentally change things, like making the assault weapon ban a reality, depending on the election results here. And I want to tell you what she said, and I want to tell you how easily it is to avoid. But I want to thank Brownells for sponsoring the video first off. If you're looking for some tools, you need some tools to work on your stuff or to upgrade your stuff, check out Brownells. Use code GNG10. You can save a ton of money. Great, great people there. If you've never been out to Brownells, if you live near Grinnell, Iowa, make that stop. The store is phenomenal. And you can get blackout coffee in the store. But great people over there. Check them out. Brownells, code GNG10. So yesterday during an interview, Kamala Harris said that she, if elected president, would push to remove the filibuster in the Senate. And it's a direct threat because not too long ago, Chuck Schumer, who is the Senate majority leader right now, also said he was in favor of removing the filibuster. Why is that important? Well, in the way that the Senate was created, you had to have a majority of senators agree to take up a bill before it even gets to the floor for a vote. And that's called cloture. You have to have 60 senators say yes to a bill to get it to the voting stages. And that's been a thing since the very beginning. In fact, in the very first session of the U.S. Senate, way back in 1789, a filibuster was used. What is filibuster used for? Filibuster is used to stop the supermajority from ramming laws down the throats of Americans just because they have, the presidency, a majority in the House, and majority in the Senate. See, the Senate, there are 100 senators, two for each state, and a simple majority would be 51. And they have the tiebreaker, whoever the vice president is, cast the tiebreaking vote in the U.S. Senate. And if they were to get rid of the filibuster, they could ram assault weapon bans and anything else they want right down the throats of Americans. Of course, it's unconstitutional, illegal, and some people just aren't going to deal with the tyranny. But put that aside for a second. Why did she say she was in favor of this? Well, because of abortion. She said she wanted to do that so they could, that Congress could pass a law to reinstall the right to abortion that was shook up by the Dobbs decision, where Roe v. Wade was the power for that decision was put back to the states, which is where all the decisions should be. The power goes to the states. If you're not familiar, like if what I'm saying infuriates you, you need to read the U.S. Constitution. You need to read the Declaration of Independence. You need to understand how this country is set up and what the federal government is supposed to do. Like, there's only a handful of things they're really supposed to do, and they're doing a lot more than that because they give themselves power that they don't have the authorization to have. But again, soapbox stuff, right? So Kamala Harris said she wants to get rid of the filibuster. Chuck Schumer said he wants to get rid of the filibuster. And here's where voting comes in. Now, people will say, yeah, presidents are selected. I can understand that because Kamala Harris hasn't received one single vote in a primary to be named the presidential nominee. But here we are because of the game that has been played. And we've all seen it unfolding. But down ballot, it's called vote, like everything other than the president, voting for other positions down ballot. Down ballot is huge. See, we only have to flip two seats in the United States Senate, and this year, 2024, is the only chance we're going to get to do that until 2030, the way that the six-year terms for senator revolves. 2030 is the next chance, so we need to flip two seats. Now, in the Senate, there are 34 seats up for election this year. 11 of them are currently held by Republicans, and they should be able to maintain those seats. Although there is a risk in like Texas and Florida, which is one of the reasons gun owners need to get off their asses and get out and vote. 10 million people not registered to vote is a freaking problem for gun owners. But there's 23 Senate seats up for grabs that are being defended by the Democrats, and there are two that we've been watching that are easily attainable. But we need more than that just to be sure, because if we lose two, we need to gain four, right? That's the way the math works. Tim Sheehy, who I got to meet at the Gun Owners of America Goals event in Knoxville, he is, I think, like 5 points in the lead over John Tester. John Tester over in was it Montana? And Joe Manchin's retiring. And that's in West Virginia. And the governor is way ahead in that race. Governor's running for that vacated Senate seat and should win. I mean, he's up by 20 points. So those are two easy wins as long as everything goes as projected. And we know, don't rest on your laurels, folks. Get out there and vote. If you're a West Virginian, get out and vote. If you want Tim Sheehy to win, get out there, take a couple minutes, and color in the circles, and then get back to your busy life and help us stop what's trying to be forced down the country. So that's two of them. We need 21 others as well. And again, for people thinking my vote doesn't matter, our friend, my personal friend, Brandon Herrera lost by 409 votes because 409 individuals were too friggin' busy in the entire district, in his U.S. Congress district, to get out and vote. So he lost by 409. And that's about one person for each precinct in Texas 23. So if one person got off their ass and put the Cheetos down, then Brandon Herrera would be getting sworn in because he would have won the election. That's my thought. But he would be good to go. So your vote absolutely does matter, especially down vote. Now back to the filibuster. Gun Owners of America has utilized the filibuster through 2A friendly senators that they work with regularly to stop a lot of gun control. I've seen it happen. I've been part of the talks as this stuff was going through and with GOA, and they're telling me like we're talking to this senator and maybe help get the word out because we need pressure. And it's worked. It's worked. So this is a direct threat to the Republic. They like to say it's a threat to democracy. We don't have a democracy. What is a democracy? A democracy is a simple majority rules, and the emotions of the day can change laws. We don't have a democracy. They want one. They want one in the worst way because they could turn that into communism easily. But it's a threat to our republic. So we need to go down vote. Go down, vote down ballot. Obviously, I will not be voting for Kamala Harris. I will be voting for pro 2A candidates, and hope you do the same. Continue down vote. Some people just go in and do the president one and call it a day. Do all of them. We need to win some seats in the House. We need to win some seats in the Senate. Especially if Kamala Harris wins and we lose the House and the Senate, guys, there's going to be a lot of people who are pissed off. Maybe it's some of those people who are part of the 10 million gun owners and hunters who aren't even registered to vote. In many states, you have until early to mid-October to register. So if you're dancing that line, you're like, oh, maybe I'll vote. Oh, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll register. I don't know if I will. I never have before. This is a serious election. So a direct threat to our republic has been lodged in removing the filibuster. Now we've seen them remove the filibuster twice now, not for votes on bills, but for votes for judges. It was first in 2013. The Democrats removed it for presidential appointees, and then in 2018, Republicans played the game too and said, "Well, we're going to remove the filibuster for appointed judges." And if you remember the shit show that was, vote. Vote down ballot. Guys, pass this along. I appreciate y'all. Subscribe to the channel if you want more information about keeping our republic strong. I will keep that information flowing here on Guns and Gadgets, and I appreciate your time. If you're going to be out in San Diego attending the Gun Rights Policy Conference, GRPC, that's held every year by the Second Amendment Foundation, I will be there. I'll also be there at AmCon the night before, and I'm speaking at both events. If you're going to be there, I would love to shake your hand, and let's talk freedom. Until we see each other again, y'all, be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. We are the sentinels that will keep freedom, or we're the dummies that will just let it slip away. Which one are you?